Deputy Chief Todd going to join us? Objections, we'll get started at 6:02 and I'll call the meeting to order. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
The flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
Okay. So roll call. Commissioner Bartholomew.
Here.
And Commissioner Glode.
Present.
Okay. is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Okay, hearing no replies, we will close the public portion of the meeting. Anyone have any additions, corrections to the agenda tonight? Commissioner Bartholomew, any changes?
Nope.
And Commissioner Glode? No? Okay. Chief, anything that's on the agenda that or isn't on the agenda that you'd like to bring up?
Should be all set.
Okay. I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Commissioner Bartholomew made the motion. Mr. Glode seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Okay, we have an adopted agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look over the minutes from our January meeting?
Yes.
Have any changes, any revisions, anything that they would like to see reviewed or changed?
I got nothing. I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as they were submitted.
And okay, Commissioner Bartholomew, motion made, seconded by Chief or Commissioner Glode. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Okay. Old business. Do we have any old business standing before us right now?
The only thing I have is the lateral transfer hires. We have a candidate pool of three currently. For a lateral transfer. The deputy chief and I have our interviews starting on Thursday. We'll be concluding those. Then we have a background investigation and then we'll make our recommendations for hire.
Okay, chief. Once those are complete, we would probably, I'd like to see at least the info passed along to the board, excuse me, before we have our next meeting so that we can just basically verify what has been found. Let's put it that way.
Correct. So normally what we do in non-COVID times is we offer the entire background packets. I'll give you an example. It's not something that can be emailed. They're fairly substantial, and this is without the background. This is just background information. Now we have our officers' reports as well. So normally what we do is we do a pros cons summary of each candidate. It's usually one page or two pages. We'd forward that out, and then what we could do is we would leave these with Jess, and you could stop down at your leisure anytime and review them.
Okay, that sounds fair. Both you, Rich and Mike, you feel that's a fair way to approach it?
Yeah, especially in this COVID times we're dealing with right now, yes.
Yep. Rich, you're okay with that process?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, anything else under old business, Chief?
I do not have anything under old business.
Okay. New business. I don't know if you wanted to bring up the Police Accountability Act budget request under new business, or we'll just talk about it under
I think I could cover that under department reports as far as where we sit.
Sounds good. Any new business? Anyone have anything? No. Nope. Okay. So, moving on to department reports then. You're on, Chief.
So as far as department reports, the activity report has nothing really substantial. You can see that we have a decline still in calls for service. It's not necessarily that we're any less busy. It's that we're prioritizing what we're going to. In the theme and the spirit of this whole Police Accountability Act, we're rethinking what we go to as law enforcement. We want to provide all the services to the residents, but at the same time, you're seeing less motor vehicle stops, less infractions being issued, and more life safety type enforcement that we're doing. So as you see, last year in January, which was pre-COVID, you had 1,100, almost 1,200 calls for service. This year, 900 calls for service. Compared to last year, we're down a little bit. January usually slows down after the holidays, but nothing really substantial. I'm going to knock on wood. Motor vehicle thefts from motor vehicles are down slightly. And if you are interested at all, I can pass on the legislative bills that are in. There are many of them to revisit police accountability, at least on some extent. And also there's a ton of them on juveniles and recidivism for motor vehicle and felonies and referrals. So right now that's about all there is as far as those updates. The only thing of note in our current budget is we are about 8%. Bear with me, I'm looking at very tiny print here. We're almost 8% overspent, so that's $26,000 overspent. So we are moving on, but hiring and backfilling and getting people back to work would put us more on track. We're looking okay, but we need to start backfilling soon. I am going to jump on and share my screen. It's basically the same data you have. It's just in a slightly different format. It's in, rather than Acrobat, it's in Excel. So I'm going to jump on and share. So I'm going to hit the police accountability bill. And you can see my screen, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
So I'm going to do the best I can with this. I wouldn't read into it too much. It's a preliminary working document. What I've done here is you have a copy of this. These are the sections I tried to outline as far as certification, behavioral health assessments, crowd management, implicit bias, body cameras, law enforcement unit accreditation. And then what I tried to do is break it down. I had worked on a five-year plan, but I think we're looking at close target right now. I don't know what the legislature is going to do in 2 or 3 months, let alone within this five-year window. So very quickly, in this small area over here, I can't even highlight it, this small area over here to the right, what I've done is I've broken out, and I'll show you this on the budget, increase in drug testing, overtime wages, physicals, overtime wages, training, and then training again, because we have this slew of mandated training that's coming on to us, in addition to just basically staying certified and keeping our license. I have an early placeholder in here for $80,000 in capital. That is definitely going to change based on the vendors that we're looking at. I am trying to front load as much of this expense in year one as possible so that we have the most reimbursement from our vendors, as we had discussed last month. So that puts a little context into the next thing I'm going to show you. And can you see this Excel spreadsheet? You cannot. Okay, let me just share that. Okay, do you have it now?
Nope.
I'm still paused. Resume share. Stop sharing and let me share.
Stop sharing.
Okay, do you see the Oh, it's still paused. Hold on. Okay. Do you see that Excel spreadsheet with the yellow and red on it?
Okay. Yep.
So basically, this is our budget request, very simply by line item for the police department. And to put it as simply as possible, the first column here is going to indicate this current year's budget. The right column is going to indicate any type of increases that we have. And I color-coded the reason for the increases. So where I've color-coded yellow, these are wages. These are controlled by collective bargaining agreement. This is yellow, collective bargaining agreement. Down here, collective bargaining agreements. Anything in red are those previous line items that I referred to. So any increase from 2021 to 21-22 is reflected based on, for example, training wages. That increase is 100% Police Accountability Act. There is nothing extra we asked for or that's discretionary. Everything in there is a calculation based on that act. Overtime wages, again, that is there to make sure that we can send our officers, because they don't work for free. We have to send them for psychologicals, and we have to send them for drug testing, including steroids. And there's different numbers incorporated based on when we fall into a rotation. We re-qualify every 3 years as far as our certification, and there's staggered people in there, so it's not an even thirds. So that's why these things are a little different. The blue indicates a contract increase, which is non-collective bargaining. It is a physical contract for radio maintenance of our Motorola P25 radio system. And then down here we see physicals and pre-employment screenings. This is going to incorporate our mental health or wellness screenings, where we have to do 20% of our staff per year. We're automatically starting a year behind, so first year is going to have 40%. And then down at the bottom, drug testing. As I had mentioned, the anabolic steroids test is 3, 4, 5 times as expensive as our current drug testing. So with that, you have a general wage increase of 2.25, which is negotiated in a previous contract. And then with these mandated increases, we are at 2.78 general wage increase. So that's where we sit. I did a off the top of the calculation on this calculator beforehand. And when I come up and I do a 2.25 of the $4 million budget, I come up with roughly 90,000. That's a wild number, and we're coming in at about 71,000 increase if you subtract out the Police Accountability Act numbers. So that's what we're presenting to the tax board. Unlike previous years, they don't want us to present unless there's an increase, and then they're going to come to us. We were obviously asked to stay at a zero. Staying at a zero means automatically a 2.25 deduction. And we just don't have the ability to absorb that. 2.25 reduction is a layoff. Any questions on the budget that we're going to be presenting and kind of how, where the increases are coming from?
I have none.
Okay. I have none as well.
Okay. So that's all I have with that. I'm going to stop sharing. I'm just looking at the packet, which contains that in a slightly different format. And that's all I have under that department reports.
Excellent. Any questions from anyone?
Nope.
No. Well, thanks, Chief. It's understandable that, you know, we're under the gun here. If you could pass along those proposal bills to us, if you could, so we can see what, you know, what's on the horizon or what potentially could be. Okay, we'll move along to communications.
No communications.
Okay. Traffic Authority.
So there's nothing pending in Traffic Authority. I'll make you aware as I had mentioned previous, the state is doing a pilot program. And off the top of my head, I'm going to give you the details. It is for mid-block crosswalks. So we don't have very many of them. But if we can identify a mid-block crosswalk, which is near a traffic generator, strip mall, public library, something that would create a lot of pedestrian traffic, and it doesn't cross at an intersection, we may be eligible for rapid flashing rectangular beacons only on city roads. And I want to say that the amount of mid-block crosswalks we have, I can count on one hand. And I don't know if we have any that meet the requirements of speed, traffic crash data, et cetera. But that is due to the state within about 2 weeks. So we're researching that. And obviously, if we can get any roadway improvements, we will forward that on to the LTA and to the mayor's office to apply for those.
Okay. Any nothing, no applications, nothing's come in?
There's nothing currently pending.
Okay. All right. The only other item on the agenda is adjournment.
To adjourn.
Second. Okay.
Motion made, seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Stay warm.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.